I'm joined by Chris Gunness from the United Nations Relief, who is very concerned about a refugee camp for Palestinians in Latakia. Chris, what's your understanding of what's happening there?
Extremely disturbing reports of the situation in Latakia. Latakia is a refugee camp in central western Syria by the sea in the port city of Latakia. Refugees in this refugee camp. Today we have disturbing reports that more than half of the camp have fled. They were told to leave, some by the Syrian security forces. Others fled because there was into the camp from gunboats from the sea and also from the land. We believe that between 5 and 10,000 people are on the move. We have no idea where they are, what situation they're in. We have no idea how many are wounded, how many are dying, how many need medical attention, how many women, how many children, how many elderly. We simply don't know. And it's an extremely worrying agency charged with looking after Palestine refugees in Syria. So we have called on the Syrian authorities to give us access. We've called for the guns to fall silent so that humanitarian access to help the sick, the needy, the dying, and to administer to women and children.
And is there a sense of whether they're being or just as part of the wider crackdown in Latakia?
It's very, very difficult to say. I mean, when you've got gunboats firing into a refugee camp from the sea, is that firing indiscriminate? Are people, who on earth knows? But all I can tell you is that a refugee camp is meant to be a place of refuge. It's meant to be a place which is neutral, which is not going to be subjected to military attack in this way. So discriminate, we don't know really of what the security situation is there beyond the fact that the camp is being hit. We are getting reports from a broad range of sources in the camp, but the situation is true and it's extremely disturbing.
I've seen that the Syrian military are denying reports of gunboats, but you're confident that information for are reliable?
We are getting reports from a broad range of sources. Communications are extremely difficult to Latakia camp itself, but we are confident that the camp came under attack from gunboats and also from land indeed.
And I mean, have you ever heard of a situation akin to this before?
Well, we saw attacks and unrest, military situations in the camps of Homa and Homs. Further to the east, so Syria, there has been quite a lot of fighting in refugee camps. This is the first time that we're hearing reports of people fleeing in such large numbers. As I said, 10,000, probably nearer 10,000 people are on the move. And it's very disturbing because we simply don't know where they are. We don't know who is looking after them. And that is an extremely worrying for us.
Thanks very much for talking to us, Chris.
Pleasure, anytime.